Now it's time to get back to KSEO Presents, the Dr. Future Show.
Welcome back, my friends, to the show that never ends. Ladies and gentlemen, KSEO Presents, the Dr. Future Show. If you would like to join in our show today, you can call us at 831-479-1080. That's 831-479-1080. And now, your host, Dr. Future.
Welcome back to the show, folks. Welcome, Mrs. Future. Welcome, Bruce, to the show. For those that don't know, Bruce Erickson is an old friend. I've known him since the early 70s. Long time to know anybody.
And several past lives prior to that. Okay.
Yeah, from what we've been able to discern. Yes. Yeah, I think we were there when Atlantis fell. Yes. I remember doing
Did
something.
Did you have something to do with that?
Something cracked the crystals. I don't know. It was a mistake. Oh. It was perfect in the long run. But
yes, Sun used to hide us in the wine barrels when we were stealing horses from the king. Okay.
Yeah, I didn't make it to Atlantis, but some of those other periods.
I met Bruce when he was a young businessman, and he had brought Uri Geller to Montreal to speak to the public. It was just after he got some fame back in the mid-70s. And it was a disaster, right, Bruce?
Yes, it bend my mind, bend the spoon, and bend my pocketbook all at the
right.
same time.
You rented out a big hall, and sure enough, it starts to pour rain the day of the festival that you were organizing for Uri, and that was that. 3 days gone, but that didn't stop you. No, no, no. Bruce went on to explore even more amazing and stranger worlds ever since.
Uri was living proof that when you get that kind of powers, you should better not have bad thoughts and be out in the woods with a snowmobile. You have a way of disengaging it real quick.
You know, the weirdest thing about Uri Geller, by the way, for people to know, he's a 70s psychic who claimed to be able to do psychokinesis, the ability to bend spoons and forks and that sort of thing from a distance. And not only that, but teach you how to do it as well. Even if it was on
Johnny Carson. Many people did it. I've done it, and I know many people that learn how to bend spoons.
Really?
It was pretty rough on the silverware, but you know, yes.
Yeah,
a lot of restaurants didn't like that idea at all.
Yeah. We have quite a few bent pieces of silverware from some of our trips with psychics. It is quite a popular pastime.
Did you see any action like that around Uri himself? Did weird stuff happen?
Oh, yeah, there was all kinds of weird stuff that happened with him, and we even had a spontaneous thing of apport in midair.
Really?
Oh,
something
yeah.
that just
and,
appeared?
Yeah, Montreal, one of it come out of John Rosner, Father John Rosner's wife was coming out of the Vietnamese restaurant, and then the spoons appeared right in front of her and dropped to the floor, and she went down the street screaming. And one time we were in Toronto, it was kind of a quiet afternoon, we were having lunch, and all the forks in the table started moving around and curling, you know, like a bunch of little snakes in a pot.
Jeez.
And the waitress came along and saw it. One look at that, and we never saw her again.
Really? Did anyone take a picture?
I'm sure at the time I didn't have it, anything.
Early
like that
70s,
anymore.
It was harder to get a camera in those days.
Man. Yeah, but that's kind of a phenomenon. I mean, listen, many people have done it, and there's been children that have done that sort of thing. So it's all possible. It just doesn't work well with stainless steel.
What's the significance of it?
Well, I think, you know, you think about it, if you aim it at your body rather than at a fork or a spoon, maybe you'll get some positive reaction from your natural psychokinetic ability to heal yourself. So, something like that.
The idea of mind over matter.
Yeah, put your mind where it matters.
Well, in a larger context, look at the amount of stories where there's been a car wreck.
Yeah.
Somebody comes along and somebody's trapped in that car. Hmm. And somebody, even with a less body structure, literally moves a 2,000 to 3,000 pound car. The history is, highway patrols and everything else have reported those incidents time and time again.
So we break
that we
the
have
laws
a higher power that
gravity.
We can muster at critical times beyond our imagination.
Supposedly that was what the University in Iowa, Maharishi, the yogi, was getting everyone to meditate, and that would raise the vibes so that we had less crime.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know if those were successful?
Actually, they were, from what I remember about that. My attention, even if you go back to sports, and the founder of Esalen wrote about that, how a ball would be pitched or in a golf game, and literally with peace of mind, that would redirect itself in flight. There's many of an instance where that's been recorded. We have more powers than we realize, and I've certainly been witness to that. I've met many people with those kind of powers.
Now, you had been someone who'd taken the Silva mind control course in the early days, and that was one of the first courses that sort of taught you that you had power over your own body in terms of healing it.
That was a tremendously powerful experience, and I enjoyed teaching it and what I saw it did with the students.
Yeah.
I think really, though, when you learn that, it gives more confidence in yourself, self-esteem, and your ability to navigate your own internal system for betterment of life. But recently, and it wasn't just within this past 6 months, I was privileged to spend an evening with a six-year-old girl who
had special powers.
Who not only had powers, but is driving at UCLA Medical School nuts because she literally wills the tumors out of people's bodies. And
really?
People have brain surgery, and by Monday morning, they want to play jump rope and, you know, and get out of the hospital.
That's good stuff. Was it people she knew?
Well, I was with her and her parents. I'd rather not say too much about it on the air because the people like protect her identity, but the child was phenomenal, and just the way her countenance and the way she spoke to us about how she would remove the tumors from people's bodies was just breathtaking. And when we were finishing up that evening, she looked at the three of us and said, "And I will be coming to you in your dreams tonight." And the way she said that, I needed a good stiff drink afterwards when we went out to dinner. But it was clear to me that the child knew exactly what she was doing.
It speaks for the idea of reincarnation and old souls coming back in new bodies, huh?
Yes. Look at what's happening right now with children. It started with David Suzuki's daughter at the age of 12 speaking before the UN in the early 90s. And then we've got the young Swedish girl whose just ability to speak in front of major audiences about environment, or that young Navajo boy who's bringing accountability in the courts to our government to recognize climate change. You're not only seeing it in mind ability, you're seeing it in the old biblical statement, "and a child shall lead them," as is evident now in many parts of the world. One of the things that we're working on with a group of us, we study everything about our environment and everything else, but we don't study how is the awakening of consciousness affecting humanity, and how is that occurring, and how can we further expand upon that? Because we're all evolving. That's pretty self-evident.
Do you think we're going through a shift where more and more people wake up to their higher selves as part of their everyday identity, or what?
I'm going to relate from my own experience.
Yeah.
Is one of the things that I was taught is that there's certain times when the mass corona discharge from the sun evokes changes in the DNA. One of those changes, which was demonstrated to me in a very striking manner for your audiences, I've had a number of ET experiences, what it would do is awakening the ability to see auras in all living things.
So everyone would be able to see that, do that.
Yes. And the fact is plants, animals, and other people, they says when that happens, it's going to be a change and shift in consciousness of a mass magnitude. But because we will see our own thoughts being reflected on other people that are picking it up, even before they consciously know what we're thinking or what we're saying or what have you.
Well, you know, what's interesting about that is that in a way that there's an outer path that our society has mostly been on, and the technology is leading to the same conclusions, that we're starting to have computers that can read our thoughts and interpret them, and each other's thoughts. And so we have the technology as the magic tool that does it. But now you're talking about how there's a certain point where we don't even need the technology anymore, and we'll have that kind of connectedness.
Of course, we have to keep in mind what our former president, Thomas Jefferson, said, the thoughts of mankind could embarrass the devil himself, okay? So we have to be careful how we clean up our act in that department.
Yeah. You got to take on the whole ball of wax here.
Yes,
that's across the aisle support, I think.
Yeah.
So this conference you're at, the 2019 Extraordinary Technology Conference.
Oh,
I want to get an update from you, but we've got to
right
go to
after
a break.
The break.
Okay, we're talking to Bruce Erickson, Dr. and Mrs. Future Show.
Just
Hey, folks, welcome back to the show. We're talking to I would keep on wanting to call you doctor, but no, it's Bruce Erickson. In terms of official initials, do you have any, Bruce?
Official initials?
You know, like DVM, PDQ.
Let me see. DM. Professor of
BRB.
Professor of Mischief? Okay, well, you know.
folks, he's really from Hogwarts.
Yeah, yes. I claim the fame of graduating from Harry Potter school. It's the best education one can have these days. Prepares you for anything.
Okay, so let me ask you this then. Now, Sarah was a trans channel that called in, that we talked to earlier, mm-hmm. who talked about how we're moving in the direction of a heart-based communities that connect with each other in like little villages, and that the festival circuit is part of that. Would you agree with her on that?
I would definitely would. I've been a speaker at Lucidity now for
that's
two
a big
of the
conference,
major events.
A big festival down in near Santa Barbara.
Yes,
it's kind of like a
30,000
Burning Man.
Yeah, about. Well, it's not small, it's 30,000 people.
30,000, yeah.
And I speak at Lucidity University, but in talking to people around the festivals around the world, I think it's awakening to a new, another reality. And what I see happen, a lot of it is extremely constructive, new ways of working and rearing with children and demonstrations for plants and growing things and foods and art.
It's like a whole lifestyle, really.
Well, yeah, a whole lifestyle. I connected next to where I was speaking. There was a program that came out of L.A. called Kindra.
Kindra?
And I was really drawn to it. And the head of it talked me into taking a workshop down in Venice, California. Hmm. And I spent an evening with people I never knew. By the time that evening was over, I felt like I've gained a dozen new friends. Because what they taught you was a whole new level of communication with each other. And one of the beautiful things, if your listeners are thinking, picture people stretched out on the floor, heads together, feet in the opposite direction, but each one resting on the other person's shoulder. Mm. And that person, taking turns, would talk about what they've been through the past 3 weeks, what they're looking at, what they're projecting to do and change of their life and course. And I found myself staring at the ceiling, but listening to a person on a different level. I wasn't looking at their clothes or their appearance or anything else. I was hearing them in a really deep way. And I could practically, to this day, recite what the woman that I was working with has said. It just stuck in my memory.
What'd she say to you?
Well, the thing is that she was a photographer working on new ways of photography and how it was relating with her clients and what she was doing. And this class was so incredible. There's a woman, she's in her mid-60s, that evolved all this, and it's spontaneously ongoing all over Los Angeles now. Very, very interesting program. Lucidity offered whole varieties of programs and experiences. It was almost like encapsulated model of innovative ideas and things we could do in our future.
Do you change anything in your lifestyle as a result of going to the Lucidity Festival?
I had to let down my guard and get my face painted, otherwise they wouldn't put me in the yearbook.
You painted your face?
No, I didn't paint face. They put a unicorn on my head and everything.
A unicorn on your head, okay.
They said I was too conservative. They sent me back to makeup, okay?
And, yeah. And I cut your tie?
Yeah, I went home and they said it was a mass improvement, okay? Yeah.
The recent festival you've gone through is this Tesla Technology Festival, which is a little different, I gather. It's not quite so much lifestyle.
No, Tesla Technology Conference is actually been around for decades, and it's one of those conferences that's rather unique. It's like a large club of very innovative thinkers, very smart, bright people who are not there because of peer review or getting published in some kind of journal or what have you. What they were doing is, like, I like to use the term sharing ideas at work.
Practical
ideas. And one of the lectures I had heard was one of the best descriptions of elevating energy of the human body until the point that a lot of illnesses just don't occur in it. And that was done by Joe of the Vibrance organization.
Hmm. But electromagnetics and healing topic.
Yeah, right? They touched base. There was two conferences, actually, one on the future of energy, one on the Tesla work. You might say the Tesla Tech Conference is kind of like a fraternity that's been ongoing for a long time, but the innovation and thinking that occurred there. One of the most amazing healing instruments I've experienced in recent time, the Thermagen, which I'd never even heard of, was there. And it actually gave me an out-of-body experience, okay?
Is that a vibrational healing thing?
Yeah. You sat in a chair, and there's a device over it, and it aimed modulated light. The light was transmitted through crystals and sacred patterns. And what I felt is this wave of heat going through every bone structure and nerve in my body and expand out. I've experienced with a lot of alternative therapies, I've never experienced anything quite like what I said there.
Wow.
And I didn't expect to
get
a free travel experience along with it.
Did you go when you were out of your body?
I don't know, but I got a speeding ticket in the Ethernet.
Well, if you've been driving a Tesla, you'd have it on automatic for sure.
Yes.
The Theragem, is that what you're talking
made
about?
Made in England.
Fusion light technology.
I talked to the head of the company, and there's about, 2,000 to 3,000 of them scattered all over the world. The way it was engineered and the quality of the device was amazing.
Let's see, incoherent polychromatic light technology in the 480 to 780 nanometer spectrum. Electromagnetic field technology, alpha, delta, beta, theta. So they had a brainwave component to this. Multi-frequency generator, 1 to 20,000 hertz, a Schumann resonance technology, chronotherapy. Now, Schumann is tuning into the vibration of the earth, which is supposed to be around 8 hertz or something like that. Mm-hmm. And so this helps you tune into the Mother Gaia. Would you say that's happened?
Listen, it gives you the whole state fair in one shot.
I see. You've been there. Wait, I just experienced chromotherapy.
Yes. Didn't pick up the cotton candy, but I did everything else. Yeah.
Yes, and a white noise generator. Okay. Precious metals, gold and silver. That says that. Now, why are gold and silver important in this cosmic brew?
There was different types of heads they put on the devices.
Yeah.
Different stones and crystals that were inserted in the head with these patterns. I think there's a form of pattern recognition. If you look kind of like at life, there's certain inherent patterns that exist and repeatedly, and somehow they were able to capture that and apply it, this technology, to have multiple purposes.
Oh, I say some kind of sympathetic resonance with the body's natural frequencies.
That and the earth and our reality.
The earth, yes. Sympathetic resonance all the way down.
Oh, yeah. It was...
Turtles all the way down? No, it's sympathetic resonance all the way down.
Yeah. And it was passive. You weren't wired in or anything like that. You just sat in a chair, and it was a 20-minute treatment. And a lot of people, it was pains and different things they were having, and were healing miraculously very quickly.
They quote Albert Einstein, "The energy field governs the particle." So the energy field, super important in healing in the process.
Yes.
If you can play with the energy field, the particle would be the equivalent of molecules like drugs.
Mm-hmm.
The wave field, equally as important as a particle, is something we're just beginning to grasp in its healing.
Well, it's a delivery mechanism. It's the carrier waves.
Hmm. Certain frequencies of light, the cells like them. So
if you look at Fritz Popp's work, where they measure the light of the living cell and how it modulates itself depending on what the nutrients and support are there, the whole field of photon research that come out of Fritz Popp's work, now the Netherlands.
Okay, would you say his name again just before the break here?
It's Dr. Fritz Popp.
Fritz Popp, P-O-P?
Yeah.
Any questions for Bruce? Give us a call at 831-479-1080. This is KSCO, the Dr. and Mrs. Future Show. I'm talking to Bruce Erickson. Be back in a moment. Okay, welcome back to the Dr. and Mrs. Future Show. We're talking to Bruce Erickson, who just came from the 2019 Tesla Tech Extraordinary Technology Conference. They're covering all kinds of interesting stuff. I'm just leafing through the catalog here of the events that happened. Secrets of anti-gravity, warp drives, wall kill, exotic extraordinary flying craft, vibrational healing, the peculiar energy machine of Jasper James. I relax with infrared technology.
Doc Wallach was there.
Yeah, Doc Wallach was speaking there. quite a cast of characters, Bruce, especially if we know that Doc Wallach was there.
Yes, also known as the Society for Practicing Eccentrics.
If Christopher Hills was alive, he'd be there too. Pat Flanagan, do you see him there?
No.
Okay.
His name came up a number of times, but I didn't see him there, no.
Was there any battery tech? And one of the things we do in our show is really look at batteries are holding back the entire energy revolution in many ways.
Well, I think one of the things that was brought up was the importance of capacitors, because there is a problem.
Supercapacitors.
In the charging of the batteries to marry the technology, the capacitance along with the battery to make it a lot more efficient. After driving the Tesla for 3 weeks, the Tesla 3, I said one of the shortcomings is the Tesla charging stations. Every time I would pass a Chevron gas station, I was tempted to pull in until I reminded myself that gasoline wasn't going to do me any good. But it was this habit like, oh, God, gasoline's only $3.59. I'll pull in there.
There's a very funny YouTube video of a lady trying to pull into a Chevron as she was trying to fill up her Tesla.
It's not the only time.
Looking around for where to put the hose.
And did you actually hear, with all the Tesla stores, the biggest problem they have is that people go in there and they keep asking the staff, how do they start the car? Seriously. And hands you a little black card.
Yeah.
And you tap on the side of the door and that opens it. And then you have to put it in this island, you know, between your passenger and your seat.
It lives there.
Yes, it lives there, but there's a drawback to that. If you slam on the brakes, the card goes sliding off into a black carpet on a black card,
and at
night, and you can't find the damn thing, and people are honking behind you because you can't find the damn card to start the car. And the Tesla stations, when I first dropped off my friends who owned it, I went to Culver City, and 2/3 of the equipment was defective. It wasn't working. And then I went to another charging station. An hour and a half, I got 20 miles out of it.
Our first charge experience, too.
Yeah, then the other place I went to at Glendale, as they advertised as Tesla Superstation, none of the equipment had the fittings to fit the Tesla.
There's
a whole lot of misrepresentation.
All right, well, let's get into Tesla in a minute. We've got a caller, Mrs. Future?
Yeah. We do. Yes. We have Richard in Felton wants to ask us a question about electronic harassment. Hi, Richard. Welcome to the show.
Electronic harassment?
Yes. Have you heard of that on the Coast to Coast AM show evening? Coast to Coast. I know most of it's nonsense.
I like Coast. I listen to it. Okay. No, I haven't heard about electronic harassment.
So I just wanted to mention, perhaps you could, in a future show, and I'll tie it in a second to your current guest, I just wanted to pass along a UCSD professor. I heard her speak on KGO within the last 6 months. Mm-hmm. Her last name is Gottlieb, Gottlieb. First name Beatrice, middle Alexandra. She's with UCSD Health Department, and she published a technical journal article called in Neural Computation magazine, November 2018 edition. It gets into the whole negative health effects of directed energy. You guys are talking about bioelectric healing, and I am familiar with that.
Are you talking about more like the HARP type effects? And 5G cell phone stuff that people are worried
exactly.
about?
Exactly. And the military has a system called Active Denial System. Originally, Sandia National Labs, then Raytheon, has an over-the-counter product called Silent Guardian. But in any case, it's in like the 1 to 2 gigahertz frequency range. And you might look up a phrase called evoked EEG, where you can actually pick up somebody's brainwave patterns remotely by passing through those signals through one side of the head and out the other, and then like picking it up on an antenna.
Yeah, I know they're working on that stuff, and it's getting really close.
Yeah, if CIA has it, they're using it. They use it in cars. There's a handheld device. They have it in small airplanes like Cessnas. They have it in satellites, a constellation of satellites, so it's unidirectional, and it's really difficult for people to figure out where the signal is coming from, and i.e. they think they're going crazy, and it goes into more something called the Frey effect. Cornell University GE researcher came up with it a long time ago. He's interviewed in that technical journal article.
I read that in a science fiction. Actually, no, it wasn't. It was Cryptonomicon. I read about that. Yes, yeah. That's very interesting effect.
I would like to interject here something because this is an old subject, really. If you follow the recommendations of BioBuildings, I've got friends of mine who literally when they hear a parent can't get their children to sleep, he goes in there with a gauze meter and find out the circuits are not even properly grounded. And those kids are trying to sleep in the midst of a radio antenna. Alan and I met many, many years ago.
Down with the radio on.
The ballast, okay, and old fluorescent light fixtures were a problem. The ozone emitted.
Yeah, I missed those.
Yeah, from large copying machines. I mean, yeah. You name it. The effects on people inadvertently in a number of different ways have been well known for a long, long time. And I witnessed that many years ago. So
what do we do to protect ourselves?
Well, he's just touched on it recently. There's only a couple ways. One of them, again, if you look up through Coast to Coast AM and then do a term search for electronic harassment, I've heard a bunch of stuff. They've interviewed, I think, like 150 different targeted individuals like myself. Mm-hmm. I'm going on 20 years, and it's wrecked my life. But in any case, there's the Faraday cage. Fine copper or preferably silver or gold mesh. It has to be super fine so it can capture those millimeter wavelengths and shunt it to ground. Also, you can use like an electrostatic. You might know of like a bug zapper. It's two polarized plates, mesh plates. It actually has current flowing through it. So as the millimeter or microwave energy goes through the charged grid, it disrupts it. I mean, it'll actually cause the device to spark. And there's a private investigator who operates throughout the United States, again, going back to that Coast to Coast link, and he actually has people fly out throughout the United States with various forms of RF meters, etc., and then they actually offer essentially little electric Faraday cages. So again, it's not just passive shunting it to ground, it's actually creating a electrostatic field that will not only shield your body from this directed energy, but you can also occasionally, when the electricity spikes sufficiently, it'll actually cause it to arc on that charged grid.
You know, I'd like this, if you could send us this information. Yeah,
okay.
I tell your caller here, I actually have one of the devices that negates that stuff right here in the studio right now.
What's it called?
It's called the Highlight. It's a home model 600. I've used it for a couple of years in my place, and everybody says the energy is so clean. We've even measured interference from Wi-Fi signals and everything else that neutralizes a lot of it. It's a brilliant group of engineers that have engineered this. I can give the contact information to the Dr. Future Show.
So what's it called? The Highlight?
It's called the Highlight. Home model 600X.
So, yeah, Richard, fantastic. If you wanted to send us an email at future@ksco.com.
Yeah, but appreciate a few links of what you're talking about there.
Yeah.
Okay, future@ksco.com.
That's it. Yeah.
Thanks a lot, and keep up the good work.
Bye. Thank you.
All right, thanks.
Appreciate it.
Thanks for the call. All right. We've got Master Now ready to tell us something.
Okay. Master Now, bring him on.
Hi, you have a
question?
Are we on? Oh, yes, we are.
Loud and clear.
Loud, yes.
Master Now is present. Okay. So, yes, for Bruce, I'm really intrigued by the Theragen. I think that was the Theragen.
Mm-hmm.
I know you've had many of the later healing devices. Master Now wants to know two things. What is the most impressive healing device you have seen in your lifetime? And also, that's one.
One that works.
Yeah, one that works, right.
One that works, yes.
Yeah, you carried that scalar device everywhere for a long time.
You've had several, that's true.
Yeah.
The other one is, what new energy device is available to us now or in the very near future that you are aware of?
Well, I think to answer that question depends on what you're doing with the client or the patient or what kind of effect that people need. It depends on what the circumstances are. I have cold lasers, and they're very simple. Lasers? Yeah, very effective. I've got them with me. It depends on the application. If you're talking about something that has an overall effect on the human body, one of the things that stands out for me is the Beamer. It's a pad, and you might say it operates like a second heart because it improves the circulation over the whole body. That is impressive. But each of these technologies, whether they're Rife or Thermagen or Scanars and everything else, it depends on the application and what you're going to use it for. I can't say that there's one that does it all. Okay.
All right. Okay. Thanks for the question. Hey, we'll be right back after this break with our guest, Bruce Erickson.
Is Mike going to stay on the line?
I think so.
I could stay on the line.
Okay. Yeah, be good.
And ask my second question because I don't think you got the second one.
Okay. Let's do that. All right. We're talking to Bruce Erickson on the Dr. and Mrs. Future show with Master Now on the line. Okay, Master Now, do you have a question for our guest, Bruce Erickson?
Sure. My second question has to do with energy generation at the home level, or possibly the several home level. Are there any new, I call them new energy devices, inexpensive distributed energy, that Bruce is aware of that will be available very soon or even now?
There are several that are emerging. I can't comment on anything that I saw at the Tesla conference that would be available for implementation right at the beginning, but I would say the theoretical and the engineering work is pretty far along. That's the only thing I can say about
All
it.
All right. Thank you, Master Now.
In production. Okay. Thank you, Master Now, for calling in.
All right.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
And quick hello for Colonel Terry. Hi, Colonel Terry.
Hey, how you doing?
Again,
hey,
Bruce, this is Terry Maxwell. First of all, I want to tell you how fond I am, and everybody in Santa Cruz is who knows Mrs. Future.
Aw. Thanks.
Are you in the studio with them now?
Yeah. Yes, I am. Yeah.
Well, I envy you. Isn't her presence just harmonious and beyond?
She's terrific. Okay. They're both terrific. Okay.
She's also amazingly intelligent.
You have a question, Colonel Terry? Hey, I agree with you. I think you're right. Yeah, she is very intelligent.
But first of all, quickly, how did you get into this business? And then I've got a couple of pointed questions.
At the age of 18, I had a very powerful three-day missing time encounter with our friends from other worlds. It opened my brain like a can opener because I realized the reality that we grew up and knew was far different from what it really was. And that's what awakened me to be far more curious and far more open-minded. The rest of the world unfolded from there.
Well, I've had near-death experiences, one seeming very authentic, in which I was declared not to be with us for a bit. Now, we're talking dimensions and consciousness here. And I had a short conversation with the late Stephen Hawking, in which I asked him if it were possible that a continuity of human consciousness or somewhat equivalent would engage in one of his 9 or 11 string theory dimensions. And Hawking thought for a minute and then said back to me through his computer, "Yes, it is possible, and Terry, you should research it."
And
back to you, sir.
I think it's multidimensional. I have had friends of mine in England now that have met the she, the people that live from the other world in parallel dimensions in our reality, and they met them in very physical presence. So I think we're just at the beginning of the unfoldment of our understanding of our total reality.
But where do you think we can go, and how soon can we get there?
I'd say talk to an extraordinary travel agent.
There are a few. You just have to know.
Yes, Hogwarts Travel Bureau. Okay,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
Now, also, Colonel Terry, I want to recommend AmazingSarahM.com and her book because she's got some really great insights if you want to improve your vibration.
Bruce, the Thermogen devices, and you made reference to the Beamer technology, I believe.
Yes.
I'm a Beamer user, and I'm quite happy with it.
I love it.
It's a good endorsement. How does that compare to the Thermogen, sir?
They're different things, total. All these different technologies have specific areas and specific functions. I wouldn't blend them all together. The Beamer is to enhance circulation and blood throughout
Correct.
The entire body. The Thermogen works on particularly healing energies for pain and restoration of various functions in the body. And what impressed me with the Thermogen, I've never had energy go through my body the way the Thermogen did. And I've experienced quite a lot of different technologies.
Recommend using both of them in parallel in some fashion?
Well, yes. I do clinic work. I do backup work for medical doctors. And it depends on the condition and circumstances. I don't like to get into a discussion where this replaces that, or if you put all these things together. It depends on what you're doing. If I'm doing some delicate work on person's sinuses conditions, I'm using a cold laser. I don't use a mass machine, and that's an area that's very hard to heal, even with allopathic medicine. It doesn't heal very well. It all depends on the circumstances.
I have a dear friend who suffered a fall in his 80s, and it was a very heroic person. Is it possible that a combination of Beamer and Thermogen would enhance his recovering his mental capacity?
Well, I would say good, but I'm going to add to something that if you're recovering from mental, follow Dr. Wallach's recommendation on full spectrum minerals. A lot of people forget that some things have to be done internally and to balance out the condition of the human body. Then all the healing works better.
All right. Thanks, Colonel Terry. We're going to go to our last caller in our last 5 minutes here.
Yeah, appreciate
and
your
thanks for
calls,
the question. Calls. Thanks for all your praise and appreciation and questions. Back to you later.
Bye-bye, beautiful.
Bye. And now we have a EMF question for Bruce.
This is from Bobby in San Francisco.
Okay. Fire away.
Bruce.
Yes.
Bruce, I don't know if you remember, but you showed me that scanner at the beach house years ago. As far as this EMF, I'm wondering about this 5G because I see these YouTube videos by engineers and they're talking about in the 5G, it's not 5 gigahertz. They're talking about a higher frequency that your cell phones are in the 1 to 2 gigahertz frequency range, which we're all accustomed to. But then they're talking about these things that actually affect the skin level, and they actually affect the ion channels in the skin. And it actually causes, they use this in the Gulf Wars, where they would beam this energy at higher frequency than what regular cell phones are at a higher frequency, and it would actually cause the skin to feel like it's on fire.
Can I interject here because we've only got a short amount of time? You go to the International Organization of Bio Initiatives, they have studied this from the research of over the 38 countries around the world. And the amount of detail they have on these subjects and the effects of them is extraordinary. Cindy Sage is the editor on that. I've worked with Cindy. I've videoed her. If you go to YouTube, there's a thing called Radiation Realities. It was filmed probably 4 or 5 years ago now, but it looks at all different types of radiation. Is 5G serious? I'll tell your readers an interesting thing. I've been in hearings with 5G. They don't want you to talk about health, but I can say one thing. It really screws up electronics. People's garage doors open, okay. devices go off, the television set in the middle of the night and everything else. I've been at hearings where this actually reports of this. I come by PhDs in electrical engineering, and there's a whole bunch of effects. What we are lacking in the early days of electricity, we had URL, Unrelated Laboratories. They actually should be looking at this equipment as the impact it has on all life. A 5G cell phone tower, you see defoliation of the leaves around the trees. You also reduction of the birds. There's a bunch of different effects that has no business being implemented anywhere. I understand Silicon Valley doesn't want it. Around Silicon Valley, County of Marin, Topanga Canyon, many places. Belgium totally wants to ban.
Yeah, right. So there's a good case for that. We'll have to do another show just that.
Yes,
it's a huge case.
It's a huge issue.
Because there's a lot of pros for it, too. You
know? Well, it amounts to money and greed and stupidity because...
And also demand for more bandwidth, for more devices
and
things.
And by the way, we had to shut them down in Santa Barbara because they drew so much electricity that the local shop owners were getting shortchanged on their power. They needed to run their stores and restaurants.
Oh, great.
And they had to shut them down. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Listen, Bruce, we have less than 2 minutes left. I wanted to give people your information on how to reach you to ask for more. And also, you have a particular cause you wanted to mention.
Well, what I'm saying here is the major growth industry in this country right now is fraud, okay? And what I urge everyone that's listening here, improve your intuition skills and honor them because everywhere you go, anything, even with major corporations right now, and a particular abuse of seniors, even stealing property.
Senior fraud abuse especially.
Yeah, senior fraud abuse is epidemic. And the thing about it is, oftentimes, it's done in cooperation with the police department and civic administrations.
Yeah, that's another huge step right there.
We're under a major investigation in Santa Barbara for corruption by civil authorities in the stealing of real estate. Yeah.
Okay, so how can we reach you?
By email. It's Bruce L. Erickson, E-R-I-C-K-S-O-N, @gmail.com.
Okay, good. We'll put a link on our webpage here. So thank you, Bruce, for being on the show today. Okay.
KSCO Santa Cruz.
And thank you, Bruce.
You're welcome.
All right. Talk to you all later.